given access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry intuitively listens and expresses the deep questions on people's hearts and elevates the conversation, while Noemi Grace channels divine wisdom and expansive answers to your deepest questions. Each show's themes are related to self-love, self-healing, relationships, and personal struggles, offers tools that will lead to sacred stability and help you find your best solutions. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Access to Angels and Grace. Noemi Grace and myself, Lisa Bear, are here to help you ask the question to yourself, what is the gift in what you do have now? Noemi, hello.
Hello, Lisa. Hello, everyone listening. Yeah, last time we did a show about... even remember now, that's so funny. But we did the show that where we were looking at how we're resisting what is, and how we're looking to want something other than what is. We did that two shows ago, and now we're looking at, okay, so what is stop resisting, but be here now and see, find the gift that we're not even seeing because we're not liking certain things in our life.
Yes, I love the word do have, like in the title, what is the gift in what you do have? And that was like, I wish we capitalized that, but I wish it could be like, you know, like had little lights around it, because that is the thing. I will jump into the show description so everybody can see the word come from it. But I think that's a struggle that a lot of us think, gosh, you know what? Why does my life have to be like this? Why can't I have that or be it like this way? And then if we actually stop that resistance and look. So I'll just jump right in. It's sometimes what we have in our lives is not what we want, but there is always a gift in it. So how do we find and recognize the gifts and those aspects of our lives that we wish were different? First, we need to address what is in a way of discovering these gifts. I love these four questions. I'm going to leave it at these ones. I love it. Or not questions, but how we identify. We deny the existence and impact of what is in our lives. We see it as totally negative. We judge those aspects of holding us back and hindering us. And we are attached to having something more, different, or better. And that is a wheel that we can get onto so often, even and not even know it. But
And
these perspectives are what keeps us stuck in what we don't want and prevents us from receiving the gifts that are available to us now. I love all this now stuff.
Now, I love how you emphasize the now, you know, and, you know, last time we were talking about why don't we, so we had two times ago, it's, you know, what are we intending? That was the New Year's show. Are we intending something that is a resistance to what is? Right? I don't like that my financial situation. I intend to make 10 times the money. And the last time it's like, okay, why don't we have what we want? And now it's sort of like, okay, in what we have, what is there for us that's a gift? So we're doing this dance around what we have in our lives, what we see as lacking in our lives, what we want in our lives, and how to really align with what's best for us, what's in alignment with the truth of who we are, the deepest truths of who we are.
Yes. And in, you know, because we were coming up to the show, I was looking around and every time I kind of made it like a little fun game for myself. Every time I thought, ooh, I don't like what's going on or well, I don't like this. All my clothes are so old or something like this, right? And so I came up with a little thing and I haven't even told you Noemi yet. So this is the fun thing I thought about. Resources in disguise. Those are gifts.
Say more.
Yes. Alrighty. I know. I saved that goodie for you. Because oftentimes we think, oh, I wish I had more money. Why don't I have more money? Like we have a very specific thing that we are wanting different. But resources, kind of we think, well, sometimes I think, well, maybe, wait, why do I want money? Well, I want money to be able to pay for groceries. Well, what if somebody actually gave me groceries? Or what if I actually had stuff in my own cupboards? I already have resources that I could stretch and make even further. So these are resources in disguise. And sometimes they're even friends, relationships, support that we can't see because we think we just want one type of support. I want them to, you know, hear me complain and whine and all that stuff. Meanwhile, we have some friends and resources in our friends that or support that can help us work through that. So that's what I mean, disguise.
Well, and that in disguise, it's interesting because that, you know, you're also bringing up that we have a picture, an expectation of how things should look and you know, why, how it should be and why it isn't and how come it isn't. And we get stuck in comparing what we see in our lives to the picture of how we think it should be. And that, and so then you don't see the resources that are there. You don't see the gifts that are there. And I've been doing for myself the last few months gratitude practices in the morning. And one, I have different categories that I'm looking to appreciate in my life. And, you know, and some of them are finances and time, which are the things that I always say there's not enough of, there's a shortage of in my life. And I find something to appreciate about them. And it shifts my day because I do this in the morning. From this one where there's shortage, there's not enough, and which then can reflect I'm not enough to wow, aren't I blessed? There's so much.
Aww. I love aren't I blessed? That's beautiful. That actually makes my heart sing. You know, it's like, ooh, aren't I blessed? When you say that, your mind can't actually help but find where you are blessed.
Yes. Well, yes, wherever we direct our mind, it's going to find something. There's always something to latch onto, right? There's never an absence unless if you're in deep meditation and you're really present, you might find an absence of something to latch onto. But generally speaking, even in you know, meditation that's not so deep, we're going to find something to latch onto. So we can choose what we're latching onto.
And grateful. I actually like that. Grateful for what is. That's actually a great title, even just to start off any kind of gratitude practice for, you know, grateful for what is. And now I am aware of the time today extraly because your pre-channel message, you know, the divine had lots to say. And so we are
the last couple times here. they're using the opportunity to say a little bit more. And so, you know, it's that gratitude and that shift, you know, I won't say nothing changes, but the things are as they are. What lens am I going to put onto them? Oh, I don't have time to do that. I wish I had time. You know, my sister's making this, we have this family calendar. We can never quite for the year. We can never quite get it done in time. Or my sister, who's doing most of the work, can't get it done in time for the new year because of the holiday. So we do it for February 1st, and I get its text. And so Noemi will be involved in the finishing touches. And I'm like, what?
Oh, I love how she included you there.
Have time? You should know I don't have time. Why are you asking me to do this? I don't even know what it means. I'm not artsy. And I just went into this mental tirade. And then I start to laugh at myself because I thought, well, this is ridiculous. I don't even know what that means. And I can always ask for what I need with my sister.
Aww. So, you found the gift in that too. Maybe it'll do something that will bring you close, or you'll learn something. Who knows?
Yeah, the gift is that, you know, we have the kind of relationship where I can say, I'm really sorry that I can't, or okay, I can do it, but it's going to take an extra week. We're getting close to February 1st, so I don't know if the calendar is going to get done. This is what she told. We got this text at 9:30 last night, and I'm like, hey.
And it could be.
When I said what? Question mark? What do you mean? No answer. So.
And it could be the gift in flexibility or being accommodating to both. Yeah. And that February 1st could have been just like a loose flagpole. And they're like, well, we're going to move it over a little bit.
So. Yeah, exactly. And maybe I see that I do have time. You know, so it's that gift, seeing that there's a gift there. So, so we're going to read this. So we're going to get... I'm going to read the pre-channel message then, Lisa. Is that
yes,
good?
Yes, please. Yes. Because I knew we were on. Okay. It was about 6 minutes.
So
perfect.
If this is the first time you're listening, the pre-channel message is I sit down with the divine. When Lisa and I come up with a topic about 10 days before the show, then I sit a few days later with the divine. I say, okay, here's what we want to talk about. What do you want us to know? And there's always a surprise there that's beautiful. So I'm just going to grab a little swig of water, and I'm going to read this, and then this sort of sets a tone or sets the direction for the beginning of the conversation for the show. Mm-hmm. So this is shift to receive the gift in every challenge. Shift for the gift. The things that you do not like in your life and that you wish were different are not present to make your life difficult or to punish you for your decisions. Every challenge offers a gift of transformation that can shift and elevate your life. Yet you can't find it as long as you see the challenge as something that you don't want and you put your energy into resisting or avoiding it. Be here now. You have all heard that used as a mantra or even a command. Be here now means be present with whatever is present in your life in this moment, in this now. And that requires that you shift your stance with it. You cannot be present with something as it truly is if you are investing your energy into pushing it away, or you are pushing yourself away from it through denial or avoidance. Be with the thing that you most dislike about your life and with what you fear will happen, and you will be surprised by what you discover. But you cannot be present with it if you're not present with yourself. If, in this moment, you're not embracing yourself, owning yourself, or living as yourself, how can you embrace, own, or live with what you don't dislike, resist, or reject? It's not possible. Be fully here now. Stop resisting and rejecting you. Even if you don't know all of you, you can stop resisting and rejecting you. And as you do, not only will you discover amazing things about yourself that you never knew, but you will also discover that the challenging things in your life are not exactly as you've been perceiving them. And perception either clouds or clarifies your vision. What you perceive, you will experience. What you perceive slants your perspective in a direction that matches your perception. And from this slanted and sometimes distorted perception, you experience everything. This is how you create your own reality, not only through what happens, but mostly through your perception of it. In this way of looking at your life, you will see what your filters and blinders, you will see only what your filters and blinders allow. Everything else is outside your perception. This perceptual shift that is needed starts with shifting your perception of yourself and expands to your perception of everything. But you don't have to wait until you fully know you and embrace you to shift your perception of life's challenges. Develop the habit of shifting perception. Then you can apply that ability to everything. Become more inquisitive, but not judgmental, and more open at the same time. By this we mean to question your assumptions. Practice assuming that there is more to every situation and every person in your life. Be curious and eager to know more. Then everything you've labeled as bad or undesirable becomes more fluid and has the ability to shift as you learn to shift your perception of yourself and it. Ask yourself questions like, if I didn't judge this, what else would I see about this? What is there about this that I have not been aware of yet? If I don't resist or reject this, what gifts can I find? Start to question your assumptions from a place of compassion and openness. There is a gift in everything, even in the most painful experiences like grief, abandonment, betrayal, loneliness, and all of life's challenges. Become present to the gift by first practicing becoming more present to yourself and opening your perception of the challenges through rejecting the assumption that things are exactly as you see them, and rejecting the perception that there's nothing positive with this thing that you do not like. Every challenge comes bearing gifts. And when you open to receive the gift, the challenge shifts because you have shifted. And the gift unlocks new doors and solutions for you. It is as if they magically appear when you shift out of resistance, rejection, denial, and all the ways you've been coping with the things you don't embrace in your life. Shift your relationship with you a little bit every day towards full ownership of yourself, and learn to shift your relationship with everything in your life. Through this relational shift, you can transform everything. Once your mind shifts to see things differently, the blinders fall off, and you see the most obvious things and solutions that you didn't previously see. And this shift, first in your mind and heart, expands to shift not only your perception, but your reality. As you are really present with what is in your life and you open to see and receive the gifts that are here for you now, not only do you shift, but you also transform. Every challenge brings with it a gift and also a solution that unfolds when you apply the gift. Learn to see the challenge as an opportunity for growth, transformation, and thriving. The gift helps you to thrive, yet the gift only reveals itself through the challenge. The persistent challenges in your life offer the greatest opportunities to shift and recreate your life in more profound and powerful ways. But you can only discover this when you change your perception of yourself and everything. We are always here, ready to assist you with this wonderful transformation and recreation. In great love, we are complete. Namaste.
Beautiful. There's a couple things I'd like to come back to after the commercial, but the one thing that just super stood out was, if I didn't resist or reject this, what gifts can I find? It was sitting on that resistance and rejection, because that's how the pre-channel message started out with, which, you know, rejecting parts of ourselves. So that might even be, you know, what a lot of times we'll think, oh, I'll do a reframing, or I'll do a positive mindset shift. And what we're kind of missing is, it's not just about shifting, but it's figuring out, like, this, where's this rejection and resistance come from, and how can we embrace that? So I like to come back there after the commercial. We could.
That sounds good to me.
All right, everyone. We'll see you back on Access to Angels and Grace after the commercials.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Rosalind Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalynfung.com. That's Rosalyn, fun as in have some fun, FUNG, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
righty. Welcome back, everybody. I've been formulating this little question in my head here because, you know, leaving it off with about, yes, we are looking for the gifts in what is here now. And if we aren't, so if we are resisting or rejecting, are we actually, okay, so we look at the situation, the conditions, the results. We reject that. That's not it. That's not supposed to go. How can we see how it's we're actually rejecting or resisting an aspect of ourselves? How does that correlate?
So you're saying if we don't know that we're resisting or rejecting an aspect of ourselves?
Right. If we're saying like, oh, I should be further along this than I am. And we think it's outward, it's external. But how can we get to the point where it's like, well, wait a second, what part of me am I rejecting or resisting?
Well, that's a great question because we're so externally focused, right? We have these measurements, we have affirmations, we have goals, we have intentions, we have this and that. And it's most of the time that we apply those, for most people, it's something external. I will accomplish this. And you can apply those, of course, to an internal shift as well. And so whenever we have any kind of judgment of our situation, right? So we're also, there's some self-judgment in there too. Or others, we're like, well, why don't people appreciate me or something like that? Where are we not appreciating ourselves? In the shamanic world, they say that the outer world is a mirror of our inner world. And so if you want the outer world to change, that the most effective way to do so is to change the inner world, to change that world of perception and story and assumptions and expectations and all the things that we have inside and rules, all of those things that we have internally, to change that, and it will reflect externally. And that's, we don't want to do that. We just want to take what we think is a shortcut by, like, let's do something external. Let's move this mountain.
Yes.
Let's not develop the ability to move it by just being present with it. Let's try to push it away.
Yes, because there's a lot of programs and books and guidance out there and coaches, and they're strictly focused on optimism, positivity, silver lining, right? Got to find the silver lining. Well, and sometimes we think, well, we might be a little grumpy right now or hold a little grudge against things and go, I don't want to look for the silver lining. There's nothing about this that is good. So I'm going to bring a little story to the show right now of finding a silver lining, so to speak, really seeing the gifts in something that I would never have asked for, wanted, thought I would find a gift in it at all. And it turned out, it didn't turn out. See, that's an external thing. I have found the gift in something that I would not have thought I would have found a gift in if I had not looked with eyes of love. And that is,
that's beautiful. I look forward to hearing this story.
Well, it's a very recent one. And as everybody knows, I think if you've been listening, I have these two darling little cats, my Bengals, that are my babies, my true babies. And they're just every part of my life. They're from, even when I'm sleeping. Well, the youngest one, the healthiest one, the one that was, she's just a big ball of sunshine and joy. Well, she ends up getting really sick and then dying within 10 days. And I could have never have thought that I would have, found a gift in what that was. And now it's been a month. It's only been a month. And I cannot believe how many days now even and times that I thank Lucy and I say, wow, you really gave me a gift here, because she consumed a lot of my time, which I would give to her in a heartbeat again. But I am finding all these different gifts in my life that I have a little bit more, quite a bit more time for myself and focus. She always would interrupt because they're Bangles and they meow all the time and they're constant. But it was, I didn't realize actually how much time I had been dedicating and loving her and being with her and taking care of her. And so now there's this gift that she showed. I feel like she helped me to learn about myself that I can commit. I can be a caretaker. I can be a mom. I also was balancing things, but now I can shift and rearrange what I'm balancing in my life, and I'm learning new things, and I'm able to spend more time on different things and therefore have different external picture of my world. And it's all with appreciation for her, not for like, well, thank God you're gone now, I can have a life. And it wasn't like that. It was really like, wow, look at all the stuff I can different, like that. Look how the transformation in the life and what is now, what gifts do I now have? And I had then. So it was quite the mirror and the looking back and then looking forward. A lot of gifts in there.
Oh, Lisa, that's such a beautiful story. I mean, of an experience, not just a story though. Let's tell a story, but it's that power, that ability to see the gift in something that I know was painful for you. And I think that is really where we can find the gift in the most painful things is the biggest gift. You know, that, you know, in the pre-channeled messages that I've talked about, the most persistent challenges or the biggest challenges offer come bearing the greatest gifts if we're able to shift our stance with it, if we're able to see it, change our perception of it. And, you know, at that, you know, and of course, in last year, I had a couple very important people in my life transition. And so that ability to see the gift in that is life-changing. Really is.
It is. That's actually where I think the question is going to come to have you tune into source there is, how can we soften so that we can see the gifts in something so painful that we think is that, you know, that we're feeling pain, we're feeling the sorrow and that grief and trauma from all kinds, not just death and loss, but there's other things that are very painful. So, you know, people who find out that they'll never have something or do something, or they've lost limbs or some kind of painful.
There's so many painful things. Yeah. The loss of the dream, right? And you find out, somebody finds out they can't have children, or they find out they have an illness, or they find out they just don't have the stamina to do something. And they've come to realization, to terms with that. You know, you say come to terms with it. It's sort of like, okay, wrestle with it. And it's that softening. I like that question. You've asked the question, I don't know if it was the last show, the time before, about softening. And we came up, well, what the divine was talking about through that softening question was about compassion. So I don't know if they'll go there again. But there is in something so recognizing, just that recognition that there is a gift in the painful thing is a good starting point, right?
Because I agree.
All we see is the pain, the suffering, which is real. All we see. Yes.
If I were to have started my, let's say I'm crying over Lucy and I'm angry and I'm all this kind of thing, but if I were to stop and say, aren't I blessed? And then continued that using that line from before, aren't I blessed to have had these, all the gifts. And so I like that you said that if the willingness to just see that there is a gift even is a great place to start. And aren't I blessed is a beautiful thing from earlier.
Aren't I blessed? Yes, that is such a big gift. Yeah. Okay. So how can we soften to find the gifts in the most painful things? So if this is your first time listening, I'm going to just grab a swig of water, but then I'm going to go get silent for a couple seconds to deepen the connection with source. And I'll greet the divine source. They're the same to me, and turn it over to them. So. Hello, divine. Thank you for being here with us today and your willingness to share with us the answer to this question about how we can soften to find the gift in the most painful situations, the most painful experiences. And we are grateful to be here, and we are grateful for your willingness to seek and find the gifts. We have spoken that if you seek, you will find. And that is a law. If you seek negative, judgment. If you come out with judgment, you are in a sense seeking judgment, and you will find judgment. If you come out with lack, you are seeking lack in a sense, and you will find lack. Whatever your perception is, it is as if you were seeking that, because that is the lens, the filter through which you see everything. And that is what will exclude other things from your perception. It is like the blinders that the horse wears. They can only see what's directly in front, and you apply those blinders through what you are, the lens that you're applying. So in a sense, you are seeking that, because that is what you will find. You will find what it is that you're looking through, that filter, that lens that you are looking through. Learning to shift from the judgment. That judgment lens is so ingrained in all of you. You have been steeped and taught so well in judgment. And it is time to recognize judgment when it shows up. Why can't I have this? Why don't I have this? Why am I this way? Why is life that way? Why did they do this? Why did I do that? All of that is laced with judgment. If you can recognize the judgmental questions, the judgmental stances, the judgmental opinions, they are not right, I am right, all of those kinds of things, and step out of it, recognize judgment has shown up, and be willing to step out of it. Asking yourself, if I didn't judge this, how would it look different? What else is there besides what I'm seeing now through the way I'm looking at it? What else is available to me? If I were to broaden my perception, what would I see? Being able to ask yourself those kinds of questions and being willing to go through that inquiry and being willing to receive the answers. Softening comes from letting go of judgment. Judgment is harsh. It is critical. It is hard. There is no softness in judgment. It is absolute. This is good. This is bad. That is how judgment is. Being willing to let go of judgment, to release the judgment, to step out of judgment, even if only for a minute, to put on a different lens, to see things a different way. And when you step out of judgment, as we've mentioned before, compassion is a really helpful lens to apply. If I had compassion for this thing, if I had compassion for myself, how would I see this differently? Being willing to ask more compassionate questions, to state more compassionate things. I know there's a gift in this somewhere. State that, even if you don't know it, if you don't feel it, but if you can't see it, by claiming it, by stating it, you shift your perception. And you will be surprised to find the gift is now in your perceptual field. You can now perceive it, what you could not perceive before. Because you changed your stance, you changed your perception of it, you through willingness, through recognition of how you were looking at it and how that was not helpful for you, and recognition and willingness to look at it differently, to see it differently, to be and openness to receive what you will see when you look at it differently. And in that openness to receive, you will find the gift. You will find what you couldn't see before. You will find the blessing in it, because you are all blessed with the divine life that you've been given, divine love, divine grace. Blessings are abounding in your world and in your life, but they are outside that perceptual field. They are outside what you can see, because you have applied the filter. You have applied the blinders of judgment and self-blame and self-rejection. Start to apply self-love, self-acceptance, self-compassion, and then you will apply those compassion and love and acceptance of others, and compassion and love and acceptance of what is in your life right now. And as you see it differently, you will find opportunities. You will feel good about opportunities. You will still be in the painful situation. The pain will be there, but it will also be balanced by the gift, by the blessing, by recognizing that there is something so good here for you, so uplifting here for you, so kind and compassionate, so loving of you. That is always the universal gift, is there for you, specifically for you, in a specific form for you, if you're willing to receive it, if you're willing to open, if you're willing to recognize that there is more than what you are seeing. We love you so much. We appreciate this question. and great love. We're complete. Namaste.
Aww. You know, I love how the, it wasn't just compassion. It did come in, but it was judgment. And there's one thing, I don't want to lose it. It was pain, and something was balanced by the gift. Do you remember when you did? It was the pain
was
and something.
Suffering? I don't know.
Pain and love, pain and opportunity, pain and something would be balanced by the gift.
Because
you have pain on
that.
One side.
I would guess suffering. I would guess suffering. I don't remember that line.
The two being balanced.
Everything.
Like, I know. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. You know, but I do. But the gift, it allows you to be in a state of, yes, this is painful, but I can still see this opportunity. And it's that judgment piece that really came up. So I was hearing, how do we see the gift? How do we soften to see the gift in something so painful? And it is all around the judgment, which is kind of like handcuffs. The judgment is holding you, pinning you to that.
Yes. Well, it is. Yes. And in my book, An Intimate Dialogue with God, The Miraculous Power of Unconditional Self-Love, there's a whole chapter on filters and how we see on perception, and that our default filters that we have all learned to apply are judgment and victim consciousness and, for me and all of that. And it's recognizing that just comes so automatically, so by default, that learning to hear that as a different voice, when we apply it, when we have that judgment or that victim perception to look at it and go, oh no, that's judgment. That's not me. And what is there for me besides this?
I love that. And when we come back, we can talk a little bit more about, like, if judgment is our default, how can we apply the new voice? So come on back after commercials.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
I swear I don't think about egg rolls ever, but I hear that commercial and I want them.
Oh, I think that's a great commercial.
It is. It's our favorite. I think it's everybody's favorite. There's something funny. We see the gifts in commercials. A lot of people say, oh, I hate commercials. Oh, there's so many commercials, but sometimes you find the gifts in commercials. I love the word apply. I often think about, apply your discount code here or something like, yes, I'm applying something good. But that's so interesting, a default. So when we are, first of all, speaking about right away, like, how do we find the gifts in what we do have now? There is a default that comes with that very looking and where we're looking from. And I like that if we can recognize that that's a default, and then we now are going to apply this new perspective, this new vision, this new place of where we're coming from, that's it's quite the opening.
Yes, yes. Yeah, they talked about, in the pre-channel message as well, about there's every challenge comes bearing gifts and a solution that you can only find when you apply the gift. They did use that word, apply. And that's so, so it is, there's the gift. Are we going to apply it? So I think about receiving the gift, but perhaps you receive it and put it on the shelf. Are you going to apply it? Are you going to apply that gift of the gift, right? You now have more time. You have the gift of time. Are you going to apply that? Or are you going to be like, okay, yeah, mm-hmm. let me surf the web and let me see what sales are on and this and that. How are you applying that gift? Applying it to in alignment with the truth of who you are.
Ooh, that's, I like that. Oh, that's fun. I will be thinking about that after the show, actually. And I am feeling quite accomplished and like I applied the gift, because I really did go through that whole back room this weekend and get so much stuff done. But did you have a story that you wanted to share, an experience of how you found a gift in something that you were not quite?
Oh, yes, yes. You know the story. And this shifted me so much. This was years ago. We were one of the last people that had the old-fashioned waterbed, you know, that big bladder with the egg crates in it and stuff. And it was warm and you know, winter could be cold here, and then you could turn it down in the summer and it would be cool. And so we stayed with that waterbed a while. But one of the things, it would spring a leak periodically, you know, every couple of years there'd be a leak. And one time there was this leak. And I was just so frustrated and could not find that hole, the pinhole, you know, because it's usually a very tiny, 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 tiny hole. And what had happened was that I had a sapphire ring that my mother gave me. And she had given me numerous sapphire rings. That's my birthstones. Now you all know that. When I was 16, she gave it and I lost it. Another time, the stone fell out after years. And so I had this ring had disappeared. I had no idea. Searched high and low. There in the middle, like right smack dab in the middle of the king size bed, I had to push the bladder every which way to get there, was this ring. And it was one of the diamonds in it. I cut a hole and a tiny, tiny hole. And there it was. And I said, oh my gosh, I felt so bad that I lost that ring. I couldn't tell my mother. And there it was. And for me, that was the gift. And I realized we were spent hours on this thing and it was icky. We were with towels and it was messy. I realized in that moment, there's a gift in every challenge. And so that has helped me. That realization has helped me tremendously. I don't always apply it initially or look for the gift initially, but after a while I remember there's a gift in this. There's a gift in this.
Yes. I love that story so much, because it also makes me think of how sometimes the gift wants to be seen and it can get loud. And to me, that was loud. The ring was like, all right, you need to find me. What am I going to do here? You know, so it's this.
Yeah, woke up in a puddle of water. have time for this. There goes back to that story.
That's right. I love it. I'm so glad you found that ring. This is one. Time for another pre-channel here. And what's coming is, if there are some loud in our faces, things that we really are not liking, we're really resisting. So some stuff that's really loud, we're resisting it. And it's constant. Maybe it's chronic. It's been all of our lives. Or it's just something just like maybe our car keeps breaking down like every month. You're like, come on. You know, why is there always something, you know, coming up? How is it calling our attention to look there the most? And if so, or if not, whatever the answer is, how can we, just hear it, see it, recognize it, and be brave enough, courageous enough to, because sometimes there's so in your face, you're just like, no, those are just, you know, it's just my luck, bad karma, I'm being punished.
Yes.
Random. Yes. All of that.
Random chaos. Chaos theory. Yes. You know, just,
yeah. So I want to have some extra guidance around the loud in your face resistances and things we are not happy about and wanting at the moment.
Sure. Just writing it down so to hopefully jog my memory later.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we all have those things, you know.
Yes.
I've had known a few people who had this idyllic kind of life, and you know, then something happened.
Yeah.
The breadwinner got laid off for a long period of time, and then it wasn't so idyllic. You know, things happen to everybody. Life happens. Things happen. And, you know, we can either take one extreme or the other. We can judge ourselves, like, I screwed it up again, or like, get into poor me. Why is this always happening to me? So, yeah, what is the gift there? How can we see the gift? How can we make that shift? So back to the swig of water. We appreciate this question so much. We have compassion for the struggle that you are in, that you all experience at different points in your life, and sometimes at every point in your life, there is a struggle for so many of you. Life has become a struggle, and it is important to recognize that. If your life is a struggle, there's a gift there. There is something, a message, a gift, something trying to get your attention so that you can shift out of that chronic struggle into something more supportive of you. The chronic struggle, it's hard to support yourself. It's hard to take care of yourself. It's hard to move forward in your life. It is hard to move beyond the struggle because you turn left, there's struggle. You turn right, there's struggle. You go straight, go back. Every direction seems to have struggle. And if that is the case for you, there's a gift. There is something trying to get your attention. And that gift, that something trying to get your attention will most certainly, at least in part, have something to do with you discovering deeper truth about you. It is about looking within. You have been trained to look without for everything, to look outside of you for the answers, to look outside of you at the problems, to look outside for everything. And when the problems are outside and they're pressing in, the way in is the way to the solution. The way in is where the gift lies. The gift lies within you. The gift is there for you to discover. And you have been focused on the problem, the chronic problem, the consistent problem, the repetitive problem. Why this? Why again? Why me? And that line of questioning and that line of inquiry serves to entrench you in that problem, to keep you from seeing the deeper truth that's here. That you are not that problem. You are not those things that continue to plague you, to bother you. You are someone so profoundly beautiful and gifted. You have so much more available to you. And it is for many of you, not until you have exhausted all of those external resources, that you will look within to find the gift of you within you, to find the gift of your uniqueness and your brilliance and your talent and your fabulousness and everything that is love about you and what you can bring to the circumstance and the situation and how you can see it differently, to find the gift of perception coming from compassion and grace and kindness and self-love, to shift the perception. If you continue to struggle with something, there is definitely a gift there. And you will not find the gift by continuing to focus on that. You will find the gift by getting still, by getting quiet, going into the stillness within and opening to find what is there. And you will discover things about yourself. And as you discover things about yourself, you will also see things about the circumstance and situation and the things that you find frustrating that are there that you have not noticed, and you will find the way out and the way through And it all happens by you stopping that focus on what is wrong and why does this keep happening and focusing on the things that are breaking down. And those breakdowns are happening so that you could have the breakthrough and the breakthrough of discovering you and the gift of you and all of the gifts that are associated to you and how you can transform your life. And you can transform this very circumstance through the transformation of perception, the transformation of how you're looking at things and how you're experiencing your whole life, because there are so many gifts. Each one of you is rich in gifts that have not been tapped. These unmined, these undiscovered gifts, these gems in your life are waiting for discovery. Be willing to do that discovery by first getting still. Stop the mental gyration. Stop and become present and become still. And if you can't do that, ask us to help you be still enough to sit and receive the gift, to sit in the stillness and receive yourself and receive the many gifts that are available, and to receive the gift of deeper perception, which is always available to you. With so much more to say, we're greatly appreciative of this question. We love you so much. Namaste.
Ooh, that was fun. Mm. We had another A word. Mm-hmm. We talked about applying things before, and this one was like, if this is getting your attention, you're already asking that external question, why me? Why is this happening? And it's keeping you from seeing that it's not you. I love that.
There's,
yes, because we are asking a question. We're pointing it outward, you know?
Yes.
And keeping you from seeing that it's not you. That's how, I love that part. And that was so wonderful. And we tend to, like, when we exhaust that looking at the external places, then yes, we start to look inward. That was like, I felt the exhaustion in it. Like, and you feel it when we say that. Why is this happening? Like, I feel exhausted that we're asking it. And that's a good place to keep. Wait, I'm feeling that exhaustion of constantly asking this all the time. And now you be still and you turn inward and you see that.
Yes.
You
discover the gift, that you are the gift, and that there are gifts of perception. I like the focus on perception, the gift of sort of uplifted perception, shifted perception, transformed perception. And then in that shift, you find the solutions that you've been looking for. You find the way out. And,
yes,
you know, this reminds me of the picture that we chose, for our show description. And if you look at it on Facebook under Lisa Berry or Noemi Grace, you'll find this image, which is a painting by Josephine Wall called The Discovery. And there's a woman looking inside a shell and seeing herself looking inside the shell and seeing herself inside of that looking. And she herself is, and it's called The Discovery. She's discovering that she is the gift. She is what she is looking for. She's looking there. And what is it that you're looking for? It is actually you.
Oh, I love how we started the show with asking, you know, how to find the gifts that are already here now. And that we're closing off with, we start to discover that we are the gift, that you are the gift. Kind of like, and quite that, the journey.
Yes, that discovery and that shift internally in recognizing that as we discover that we are the gift, we find all these other gifts because we shift our perception of ourselves. Yes. And then we shift our perception of everything. And then it's like, oh, here's that solution that I've been looking for out there. The solution might be something you need to do out there, or they might exist out there, but you find it in here. You find it within yourself in that shift of perception.
Yes. Oh, that makes so much sense, because I'm so relating it to my Lucy story. And I love that. It's we asked that in the show description, how do we start recognizing? And it's a shift in recognition, perception. And all of a sudden, you know, the solution does show up, but it's not out there that we've found it. It's inside. But then because we can see it and feel it from the inside, it then therefore can be seen on the outside with those new, with that new lens.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. It's beautiful. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, Lisa. And thank you, everyone, for being present. Our next show is not for 3 weeks because there is that additional Monday this month. So it will be on February 13th. what I encourage you all to do is to find our replays on the Om Times channel on YouTube. And for the last 3 weeks, the last three shows, rather, we had the show, the New Year show, about how what we were intending is a rejection, resistance of what is, and how not to doom ourselves by doing that. And last time, why we don't have what we want. And this time, what is the gift in which we want? So 3 weeks to listen to these three shows have been so powerful. And so I encourage you all to listen, and we will be back with you on 13th of February.
Oh, beautiful, Noemi. Thank you for that invitation.
I got so motivated all of a sudden.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Noemi. It's such a gift to have you here with me.
Thank you, Lisa.
Okay, bye, everyone.
Absolutely. Such a gift.